Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/achieve today.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Hey, Dave.
Yeah, Randy.
Since we founded Bombas, we've always said our socks, underwear, and T-shirts are super soft. Any new ideas?
Maybe sublimely soft.
Or disgustingly cozy.
Wait, what?
I got it. Bombas. Absurdly comfortable essentials for yourself
and for those facing homelessness,
because one purchased equals one donated.
Wow, did we just write an ad?
Yes.
Bombas, big comfort for everyone. Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase.
Hello, guten tag and bienvenidos to the Air Buds Podcast. You know what it is. Thank you for listening. And I'm Jamel Johnson, in case you was wondering.
And I'm... Oh, wow.
Ugh.
God.
No.
What the fuck? My throat was all froggy. I'm Mike Benner.
You know it's been a while. Benner hasn't spoken since the last pod we dropped, so.
Yeah. No, I've been dropping reactions, instant reactions to the Sixers-Knicks series.
I'm going to be honest. Patreon. I was afraid to listen to your last one.
It's 5 minutes of me being like, fuck Tobias Harris. Tobias Harris doing? Why is he playing 35 minutes a game?
It's crazy how useless Tobias Harris was in that game. Mm-hmm. What did he...
We'll get into that, but let's get some business out of the way. You got about a month and a half left to go to patreon.com/airbudspod. $5 a month gets you bonus episodes. Get you my instant reactions to playoff games. Mm-hmm. Get you...
my instant reactions to being in Boulder, Colorado.
Yeah. And you get to join our Discord, which is a thriving, vibrant community of beautiful people. Go to patreon.com/airbudspod.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Get your clean ass over there.
And now, back to basketball talk. Jamal, before we get on to the Sixers series, let's talk about the Minnesota Timberwolves pulling off a sweep yesterday.
You know what? I'd like to salute the Timberwolves for getting the end of the Suns rolling. Break that stupid team up. Send Devin Booker to the Knicks or the Sixers. Take your pick. Get the hell on. I want the Suns to go to hell.
Why?
Because fuck them, that's why. First off. And second off, you know what I mean? They got Bradley Beal and everybody was like, oh my God, they got Bradley Beal. And I'm like, brother, I know the Bradley Beal experience. If you're counting on him to play point guard, I got some meth I'll sell you. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, the Bradley Beal experience was not a great one. Yesterday, I think he finished the game with 9 points, fouled out on a really useless bad foul, did not appear happy.
And then was acting all soggy when he went to the bench. Everybody on Wizards Twitter clocked that. Everybody was like, see what he do?
He immediately ran to the bench as soon as he got foul number 6 called on him, and he took a seat cushion and buried his face into it, which I just was like, bro, people fart on that.
Yeah, somebody must have, at least a couple times a season. I think a lot of guys are actually holding those farts because the baddies be around.
So you don't might think not... Bradley's going to come down with a bad case of pink eye then.
Yeah, I think if you're really only ripping them in the preseason. The baddies aren't at preseason.
No, they're at the playoff games, though.
Yeah, they are at the playoff games.
Anthony Edwards was incredible. Yeah. Just
a freaking...
Karl Anthony Towns is like just so thankful that a better guy that actually wanted to lead a team came along and he could be like, great, I could be the number two now.
Yes. Are you kidding? Because yeah. he knew that he was going to have to be the number two regardless. Like, even if he left, he was going to become second banana wherever they sent him. Mm-hmm. And it's like, yeah, he didn't even want that smoke. It's crazy that he came in and Anthony Edwards was like, I got two sons, Cat and Gobert. And everybody, and they both were just like, yeah, we're his sons.
Yeah. He is 8 years younger than us, and we will do anything he tells us to.
I mean, look, basketball don't know no age, man. He is the most equipped to hit a big shot. He's the leader. Everybody seems to have gotten in line. They almost killed the coach. It didn't even matter.
Yeah, that is right. At the end of the fourth quarter, probably with like halfway through the fourth quarter, maybe, Devin Booker hip-checked Mike Conley into the sideline where he ran over Coach Chris Finch, who is now out with a ruptured patella.
Oof. For how long? Because none of the other series are over yet. So if he could just get like a week off, he should be back, hopefully, right? I mean, Lord, yeah, I hope
or
so.
Or he's just going to be in like a chair or whatever.
Let him sit in the chair like Paul Pierce?
I hope so, yeah.
That'd be tight.
Just a desk chair with a big cushion on it.
Damn, that'd be hard. He gets to sit on a donut.
I gave him like a rascal, like at Costco. That'd be great.
Yeah, I mean, dog, they look good, man. Rudy Gobert stinks. I mean, okay, wait, let me take that back. Rudy Gobert is the most useless offensive player I've ever seen. Every time he touches the ball.
He's been calling for the ball in the post in the series, which is crazy.
I think it's just supposed to stun the defense. Like him even having his hands up visually must make the other defenders be like, why would he do that?
Before we move on to other games, Jamel,
yeah,
I do want to point out, like, if you could find this clip, find it. But there was a moment after Finch went out and his assistant coach kind of took over. And when I tell you this looked like an SNL sketch where Chris Farley was like asked to take over a basketball team that he was not equipped to do.
They give the
like,
hot dog team the clipboard, the hot dog guy the clipboard. Nice.
Yeah, just like there's this big dumb oaf looking guy. I don't even remember his name, but he just had the clipboard and he looked fucking scared out of his mind to be coaching all of a sudden.
Does he get credit? Funny. I wonder if he gets credit for a playoff win.
I don't know. Maybe.
Partial, right?
I would hope so. Shout out also Devin Booker and Kevin Durant, who gave it their all. But man, that Suns team is just not.
Bro, they're just not a team, bro. They're a team with no point guard. And they were asking one of the shakiest ball handlers in league history to be the point guard. I remember being scared. I definitely on this pod in the preseason was like, just because he's not in DC, Bradley Beal is going to become an elite point guard. What ended up happening was he was hurt like over a third of the year, and I guess he had some okay game. He had one good game in this series, right?
I think he played well in game one or two.
Every game but the closeout game. I mean, they had Anthony Edwards on him, and Anthony Edwards was just doing whatever he wanted on defense. I mean, on offense. Mm-hmm. To Brad on defense, it kind of made me a little sad, but ultimately
it's definitely sad. It feels like Bradley Beal's going out sad.
He's going out like the Back to the Future picture. Nah, son, it's crazy. But I look, once again, as a company man, I'm depending on this. We got pick swaps with these fools in 26, 28, and 29. So as long as they look dumb as hell, the better.
The Suns are going to look dumb as hell. They can't really do anything.
They can't trade Brad. They don't
really control any of their own picks for a while. They can't trade Bradley Beal, and even if they could get him to waive his no-trade clause, like, who would want Bradley Beal right now?
It does seem like this could be the time you could get him to waive the no-trade clause. For the people desperate for like a third or fourth scorer, I would consider it next year. Like if
third or fourth scorer at a max contract level.
Yeah. Yeah. Fuck. Who's got money to burn? Would Miami still do it? Miami would probably still do it.
Maybe. They seem to like to like take on broken like machines and try to fix them.
They
yeah.
love they love taking old toasters and try to heat them up.
Jamel, did you watch any of the Clippers and Mavericks yesterday?
Yes, I did. James Harden, the James Harden concerto. These motherfuckers almost blew a 30-point lead, and then James Harden decided he was going to play well in the fourth quarter of a playoff game.
They did. They did blow the 30-point lead. I guess they were down five, and then James Harden was like, "All right."
Which is
like that SpongeBob meme of him getting up out of the chair.
Which is even crazier. James, you could have just packed it up like you always do.
But he came in, he hit floater after floater after floater over every player possible, it feels like. He just looked awesome. It made me regret once again that the Sixers did not fire Daryl Morey and try to keep James Harden.
Yeah. Seems like he's pretty good. Seems like you guys could have kept Harden. You guys could have kept Jimmy Butler, but that's a different podcast.
Yeah, the Mavs-Clippers game was one of the weirdest. Like, yeah, we said, like, the Clippers were up 30, and then the Mavs somehow came back, and then the Clippers went back up again. It was really fun basketball
there. I mean, look, the thing is, I'm just – I guess why am I happy that the Mavs are it feels like they're going to be around? Like it finally feels like every other time that the Mavs have had a roster, it was like, all right, you guys, who knows? You guys fumbled your way into this good team. But this team feels like there's like some foundation stuff like Derek Lively and Gafford and Luka and Kyrie is like it's a thing that actually works.
Yeah, I think this is the first time in the Luka era where I actually believe in a Mavs team, but then, you know, they go out and they're tied 2-2 with the Clippers, who didn't have Kawhi Leonard for two of these games.
Which they should have told Kawhi, don't even come back until the next series. They're so used to not playing with him. Him even coming was why they even lost two games.
Yeah, they're 2-0 without him and 0-2 with him.
It's pretty simple, bro. If you're not ready, just we're going to save you, brother.
Yeah, wait till the second round. Let old Jimmy Harden do it.
Yeah, man. Seems like he's up to the case. And like I said, they're better. God, I don't want to keep talking about the Sixers, but I thought the Sixers should have done this last year. They had what was their team where they had – it was like, oh, it was Harden and Embiid. Mm-hmm. There was that whole stretch where they didn't work well together, but they were really good apart.
They're pretty good together, I think.
I mean,
they got there. I think they were the most efficient scoring duo in the league when they played together.
I was just thinking long term. I was just thinking about, you know. But look, this is, come on, man. Kawhi shouldn't have been playing with whatever the hell. Whatever's wrong with him, Neonitis. What the hell is wrong with him this time?
Johnny Unitas, yeah.
You got Johnny Unitas.
Jamel, who do you have in the Nuggets-Lakers tonight?
I mean, because I have a Twitter account, I have to say the Lakers. If I don't say the Lakers, they'll take my Twitter account.
Have you just been posting less and less on Twitter?
Of course.
It's not fun on there anymore.
I just, you know, Wizards Twitter was making me real sad, and then the rest of Twitter was also making me sad. So that's where I'm at with that. But
the one thing that I do like about Twitter that everyone else hates is I think it's hilarious that people are getting all these pussy and bio replies.
Bruh, you would like that. You would like that
part. I
think
it's so funny. It's so funny. And the bots are starting to, like, try to, like, change it up, but they can't speak right, so they're like saying like
pussy,
pussy bio in link bio link. It's like what?
What was I about to say? Pussy near bio.
Pussy near bio. Yeah. I think it's really funny, all these AI-generated naked ladies trying to get you to click a link.
Which is like, what is on the other side of that link? I've never clicked the link.
Should we click it right now?
Is it just a Jerkmate ad?
Probably.
Jerkmate is hilarious.
Wait, what's a Jerkmate?
Jerkmate is just one of these ads you get when you watch porno on the less reputable porn sites.
Mm.
And honestly, it also comes up a lot when you use illegal streams.
Is there like chat roulette, but for jacking it?
It's supposed to be like, yeah, you're jacking it. And it's like, oh, look, it's a naked girl, Jerkmate, I guess.
I take it back. Chat roulette was for jacking it.
Mm-hmm. Omegle was for looking at Pakistani people's farms.
And then you go over to chat roulette, you click a button, and you hear,
and I'm going to keep on coming.
You better know that. You better know it. Dude, who you got in the series tonight? Nah, who you got tonight?
Oh. For the sake of Chris Finch and him getting some more rest, I'll hope the Lakers win.
Same. I don't want the Wolves to, but well, especially because we got money on them now, but yeah. I want the Wolves to be full strength, full coach. Nuggets in six. Nuggets in seven. How about Nuggets in seven, huh?
Let's just do Nuggets
some,
in seven.
Just some fun, I mean, for us. I mean, the Lakers have won what? The Lakers have won 70% of the quarters in this series?
Yeah, this is the other night. What was it? Saturday was the first time that they've won in 12 games, but they've led for the majority of all of those games.
Yeah.
Against the Nuggets specifically. I mean, they don't look bad. They just can't close out a game. Anthony Davis has been incredible, except for fourth quarters.
Well, yeah, you it can't. Seems like. It's like you're counting on Anthony Davis and LeBron, two guys who health probably fades as games go longer. You know what I'm saying?
I feel like you're not really depending. Well, yes, you're depending on them, but like I feel like you can mostly count on them. It's like the other guys. It's Austin Reeves, Drew Hachimura, not coming through.
Except for the one game, except for the buzzer beater loss where AD has 34 or whatever, 30 plus in the first half, nothing in the second half. He wasn't even getting the touches, which is like, what is that?
Yeah. It's weird. Lakers are weird. Darvin Ham is weird.
Yeah.
You know, the old Air Buds chestnut of five coaches matter and five coaches make your team worse and the rest of the coaches don't really matter at all.
Yeah.
And I think Darvin Ham is on the bottom five of, like, he's actively hurting the team.
Is he hurting the team or is the roster hurting the team? You got a point guard who wants to shoot. And then that's it. Who's this?
You got a shooting guard. Then what's the point?
Yeah, there's no – both of the point guards is shoot first, get to the line myself. You know what I mean? They don't got no – and the floor general is 38. 39.
Yeah, but LeBron is still putting up massive numbers on pretty – act like effective shooting percentages, right?
Wait, he don't even be passing it like he used to. You know what I'm saying?
No. I don't know. I feel like the Nuggets are going to win tonight, but I want the Lakers to win.
Once again, if you have a Twitter account, you got to root for the Lakers because they'll take it. They'll take it from you, dog.
Got him, coach. Shows up at your door to rescind your Twitter account.
Get your credentials up off you.
We don't have Peter here to talk about Cavs and Magic.
Well, that's good because it's the most boring, unnecessary. Even it being tied is boring. Everything about it.
It's a pretty boring series. I agree. Let's just move on to Bucks Pacers.
Yeah, speaking of coaches hurting the team, gosh. I don't know what to feel about Doc Rivers anymore, especially with the clipped promos coming out.
I'm excited. I mean, I know we're ending the podcast, but I'm going to hop back on and do a full episode-by-episode recap of that for sure.
I'll jump in on those. Yeah. I'll jump in on a couple of them.
Dame and Giannis are both questionable for game five, by the way.
What?
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/achieve today.
Everyone knows therapy is great for solving problems, but getting therapy has its own problems too, like finding the right therapist, fitting into their schedule, and of course, the cost. Well, BetterHelp can solve those problems. It's totally online and built around your schedule. It's surprisingly affordable too. Connect with a credentialed therapist by phone, video, or online chat, all from the comfort of your home. Visit BetterHelp.com to learn more and save 10% on your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.
How do you feel about Doc going to the press and telling everybody that Dame was hurt and playing hurt?
I think it's typical Doc Rivers. When he was with the Sixers, he was like constantly like the Sixers are a weird organization that like don't share information really, but like Doc Rivers would like let some sensitive information slip every now and then, and particularly when he was like trying to like throw other people under the bus so he didn't have to take blame for anything.
Yeah, I can't tell. I can only assume it's coming from a bad place because I know he didn't really hang out with his child a lot. But like, is it coming from a good place? Because a player can't say that. A player can't be like, oh, I'm playing hurt out there.
I mean, players do that and then they get fucking roasted for it. LeBron, you know, when he, what was it, the 2017 finals, when he like had a cast on his hand after they lost,
yeah,
and like everybody was like roasting the shit out of him.
Oh, is that the one? Cast. Is that the one, yeah, where he said everybody was broke after he lost?
I think so.
Is the one where if you hate on me, you broke?
I don't remember that.
That's the one where he was like, hey, you know what, man? At the end of the day, these people going to have to go back to their lives, and I'm going to have to go back to mine. And it might have been the one where he had the dress shorts. Is that the one where he had the dress shorts?
He had the dress shorts and he had the bag and he told the reporter to do better and then slung the bag over his shoulder and walked out.
Yo, he might have had the attaché case.
It was so sassy. Okay, sassy king.
Yeah, but okay, so a player can't say he's playing hurt. And
Or Embiid gets roasted for it. I mean, he gets roasted for being injured. He gets roasted for acknowledging his injuries.
Hey, hold on. Yeah. Embiid should be getting roasted for playing like a fucking maniac. Dude, this is not the Attitude Era for real. What are you doing? Grabbing people and shit. Stepping on knees and shit. No, your man's a nut, Benner. Get control of your guy. I don't even like the Knicks like that. But your man is a nut.
I will say, yes, he is. He starting in game three kind of started to like be like, I'm going to be crazy. I'm going to fucking
nasty
meet people in the balls. The Knicks have been doing the same shit all series long.
They don't
have a 7'2", 300-pound guy doing it.
Yeah, he's too visible doing it.
He's getting Embiid's getting punched in the face by fucking Hartenstein every time he touches the ball.
Man, I got to tell you.
If they're going to play hard on basketball, I'm happy Embiid's going to start doing it back.
I was deep in Knicks territory watching that game, and it was crazy. People wanted
it was fun.
It was pretty fun. They were playing fab. They were playing fabulous, and people were, like, happy. And, like, you know what I mean? People wanted death upon Embiid. They wanted your man unalived.
I believe it.
Yeah, it was pretty funny.
Knicks fans are kind of annoying.
Dog. And then y'all had a chance. Y'all had a slight chance to do the funniest thing possible. I'm at the Knicks TV bar. And they got the DJ in there. And then after the Knicks went up, what'd they go up, like five with like 55 seconds left? Five or six or something? The DJ come on at the timeout, and he's like, this game over. It's over, y'all. And then he puts on Fabulous. And y'all started to chip away, man. That Kyle Lowry, man, he's pretty good at basketball. He almost executed a perfect missed free throw.
That is the most Sixers way to end the game, by the way, is that Kyle Lowry does a perfect missed free throw, but didn't tell the rest of the team that he was going to miss on purpose.
Yeah, didn't inform anyone. All he had to do was hit Maxey with a little, just like, come get over here.
Yeah. Even, I mean, I guess they should have communicated, but like, I guess at the same time, like, why the fuck weren't Kelly Oubre and Tyrese Maxey crashing, even if it was going to be a made free throw? Like, they're down, what, they were down four with like 25 seconds left at that point?
Yeah.
What were they doing? Why were they just standing there?
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. I mean, everybody kind of should be aware and crashing, but I also felt like he could have made it. There was 7 seconds left on the clock, so you make it foul or get the steal, you know, hit the buzzer beater.
I feel like you make it, then you have to foul, but then hope that they would be down three at that point, right?
Yeah.
I feel like you would need to make it, get a quick putback for two, and then foul after that. So you're only down one, right?
The thing about it is, if you foul, you got to have a really good plan because they would have been out of timeouts.
Yeah.
That's why he missed it.
If you want to hear more of my thoughts on the Sixers, go to patreon.com/airbuzzpod. Okay.
Well,
it's
all
up there.
Well, let me holler at you.
Oh, I'm going to say this. Hold on 1 second.
Okay.
When it comes to Tobias Harris.
I've had enough of that fat bastard.
I want
him gone. He is absolutely useless. He had 10 points and 8 rebounds, I think, which is like belying how bad of a game he had.
But like, I wasn't understanding how it was even going down like that. Because it's like, we've all seen him have nice shooting nights.
Never when it matters.
And it also was like, they wasn't really getting him the ball. It was Maxey and Embiid. And if anybody else got a shot, it was because you got your own rebound. That was how it felt for most of the game. Like, Batum wasn't getting no shots. Oubre was getting whatever little scrappies. And Lowry would chuck up some shit. But it was just like, there was no offensive. It was just like Maxey and Embiid. And then we'll just figure out whatever.
There were a lot of, there's probably, I would say, about 5 Tobias ISOs that sucked shit.
Yeah, geez.
Fucking score on those. The majority of his baskets came from like turnovers that like Embiid like did like a full court pass to him to get a dunk or whatever.
I'm not understanding how he can't just. Why can he not just become a catch and shoot guy in these situations?
He's bad at shooting.
Why is it so hard to catch the ball and shoot it and not do anything else?
I think the bigger thing is he is completely fucking lost on defense. He's a turnstile one-on-one. He can't, like, he doesn't know what to do on a switch. Mm. It's like he gets, like, fucking complete, like, goldfish amnesia. Like, he doesn't know what he's doing. He can't. There's been multiple instances where he is supposed to be closing out on Josh Hart or someone, and rather than run directly to the three-point line where Josh Hart is setting up the shoot, he runs, like, away from it. Like, he thought Josh Hart was going to go over that way.
I
have no idea what he's doing. I have no idea what he's doing.
It's unfortunate that was that, you know what I mean? Nick Nerd, get your man, you know what I mean? Get that right.
I mean, get what right?
You guys Sears need Bradley over. Beal. Overpay Bradley Beal. Get that together. I'd rather have him than Tobias, I think.
I think I'd rather have him than Tobias, for sure. Except, I don't know. It's like trading a 6'10" useless guy for a 6'3" useless guy.
But you know what? You're asking him to do different stuff because you got Oubre and, you know what I mean? It wouldn't end up with Brad guarding Anthony Edwards on this team. I don't know, but that's, listen, that's a different podcast, different podcast.
Yeah.
I need to ask
Thunder
you about
Pelicans, Jamel.
Nah, we got to go back. I got to ask you about the Pacers.
Oh,
I've done nothing but lightly hate on the Pacers all season. But like, here they are. Yeah, they got a really good matchup, but here they are. Are they for real, Mike Bennett?
No.
I kind of want to say yeah.
The Knicks will handle them.
You think so? I don't know.
The Knicks are an incredible defense, very athletic, and I feel like they could match up well with the Pacers on the defensive end, and the Pacers are bad at defense. So I think the Knicks, you know,
see,
Josh Hart's going to keep hitting 50% on three, then like I like the Knicks' chances.
I think the Pacers match up better than I ever want to admit. I think it's like, yes, what are the Knicks going to do? Try to get back and not let the Pacers run. But like, listen, Haliburton and Miles Turner can shoot. It's not like they can play half court. And as far as stopping the Knicks, I think there's a way you get them to stop themselves. I mean, who's in the fucking paint? Got Hartenstein? Like,
I mean,
you know
watching
I mean?
Hartenstein and Mitchell Robinson and Precious Achiuwa and then even OG Anunoby defend Embiid has been, I mean, I know Embiid like has scored 50. He's like
he
averaging
38
points.
He put up a 50 on one leg. He put up a 50 ball on one leg. He's
but they've been
leg.
Playing him very well. They've been playing him very well. And I'm like, if they can play Embiid like that, then I could see them shutting down Miles Turner.
Miles Turner, I think, is better than Embiid right now because of the leg. And I don't think Miles Turner is ever going to score 50 in a playoff game, but that's just because he's not 7'2 or whatever. He's a real good shooter. And he's, hey, man, I know they got the perfect matchup, but I don't think they're a walk just because the Bucks are bad off right now. I thought they were a walk because of the defense thing, but I don't know, son. I just don't know.
Okay. Let's say they beat the Bucks, which is probable because Giannis and Dame are doubtful for the game tomorrow. Then they beat the Knicks, and then they go on to play like, I don't know, who's going to come out of the other bracket?
Boston?
Probably the Celtics. And then what if the Celtics collapse and they go to the finals? Would we say that the Pacers had like the easiest playoff road since the Warriors won in 21?
Nah, because getting through to Boston is extra credit. Getting through Boston is extra credit because they have nobody missing and it shouldn't happen. Like, I think getting through the first round, it's ideal because you got that. And then the Knicks are another team missing a couple guys. But I think getting through Boston would still be pretty sick.
Yeah, but I guess I'm thinking of Boston because they have the reputation of collapsing.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know. I mean, Boston is probably like, please give us Indiana. We got six TJ McConnells over here. You know what I'm saying? We got more TJ McConnells than we even know what to deal with.
They would love TJ McConnell should be on the Celtics.
Yeah, he will. Right. He'll get a shot one day.
Congratulations to Candace Parker on her retirement.
Yeah. Getting a ring on the way out. Pretty nice.
Yeah. One of my favorite players of all time. I think we used to do a segment called the Air Bud Crushes. She was an early Air Bud Crush.
Yeah. Which is funny to think that, like, everybody was like, yeah, I want to marry Candace Parker, the gayest woman alive.
You can still have a crush on someone even if you don't have any shot.
Yeah, that's fair.
That's like half my life.
God, it was coming up at the barbershops a lot. People wanting to fuck straight-haired Candace Parker.
Not knowing she was like cheating on her husband with a woman.
Yeah, having no clue. Of course she was cheating on Sheldon Williams. Insane. Insane. But But she probably didn't even know she could be gay. She wasn't even hip at that time.
Well, congrats to her. Go have fun in retirement being gay.
Hell yeah. Hell yeah, man. I wonder when she going to – is she going to be first team inside the NBA after Charles retires?
I hope so. She's much better than him. Charles Barkley, man. That Hell guy no, is bro. Like – he's just losing it, I think.
Sure, but come on, man. The Galveston, Texas thing was funny, man.
That was
– he's still –
it was pretty funny. Come it's on. Just like – I like what does that have to do with anything?
It's just close to New Orleans. He was doing a geography joke.
Why does Charles Barkley have to keep picking on large women?
Because he ashamed of himself. He know he'd be fucking them thick joints. Get out of here, Charles. Don't act like that.
But he's a BBW himself.
That's what I'm saying, man. Get out of here, Charles. Thickums.
Yeah. It was pretty funny.
It was so funny.
Anything else we're going to talk about before we get out of here?
I mean, RIP to the Pelicans. Do the Thunder have a shot?
Oh, right.
We got a couple sweeps loading.
That's right. I think they're playing tonight, correct?
I think so.
The Thunder, I think I kind of like took a wait-and-see approach a few weeks back. Because, you know, they're just young. They're all under 25 years old. They're all Muppet babies. And I think there's – even though they're up 3-0, there's been a few times in the series where, like, I think their age and lack of experience kind of showed a little bit, but I don't know. They're really fucking good. Yeah, I mean,
they're good, and they're getting a team without their starting power forward. Come on, Zion. Hey, the Pelicans would probably have won one of those games if they had Zion.
Probably. I think they're going to sweep, but they're going to just, like, get fucking – steamrolled by either the Clippers or the Mavs, right?
I mean, you got to think that either of those teams can handle that, but I don't know, man. Jalen Williams, what do you think about the ski mask? It's not even a – what is it? It's like a diamond-encrusted ski opening?
I heard someone talking about this, but I don't think I saw it.
It's – imagine a ski mask with just a full opening in the face, no nose part. No eye holes, just a hole.
Okay, well, number one, I think it's incredible. I think it's it is Kenny from South Park.
Yeah.
He's like, he went to the jeweler and he's like, I don't want a chain. I want a Kenny hood.
Quick, give it to me right now.
Yeah. I don't know. I love it. It's so stupid.
It's pretty wild.
Well, it looks like he's like on he's looking through like the porthole of like a sinking boat.
Yeah. A diamond encrusted boat, scuba shit.
He looks like Scuba Steve from what's that movie?
Color Purple.
No.
Wait.
You know, from the Adam Sandler brother movie where the kid peed on the building.
Oh, Big Daddy's.
Big Daddy. Scuba Steve from Big Daddy.
God, I thought you were talking about Scuba Steve from Waiting to Exhale.
All right, I'm getting out of here.
Yeah, yeah.
Thank you guys for listening. You're the best. Stay tuned for more Patreon content coming this week, including an episode that we're about to record right now.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.
Hi, this is Craig Robinson from Ways to Win, and support for this podcast comes from Invesco QQQ. Invesco QQQ is proud to sponsor this episode and even prouder to provide access to innovation for the last 25 years. Basketball has had innovations over the years, too. We're seeing the game played in new ways every day. Learn more at Invesco.com/QQQ. Let's rethink possibility. Invesco Distributors, Inc.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
So, Robert, tell the people, what's a pretendian?
It's just what it sounds like, Angel. A pretend Indian.
Someone who fakes being one of us?
Someone who impersonates a native.
We're talking about real scammers and con artists.
There are pretendians teaching at universities, pretendians running governments, pretendians in Hollywood.
On our new podcast, Pretendians, we'll tell you the incredible story of these jaw-dropping frauds.
Who are they? Why do they do it? And how the heck do they keep getting away with it?
Listen to Pretendians on Spotify or wherever you get your podcasts.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.